I would call them horse hitches, because they drive the horses there, you know. And
they can fasten them to them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you have a whole crowd of people spending the night at your house and you had to make a bed on the floor, what would you call it?
Pallet.
And what do you call real, I don't know whether this is the same word around here. At home, there's a lot of difference. The low ground that's right next to a river when it's perfectly flat. Do you have a different word for that? It's pretty, all of it's pretty flat around here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Lowland.
Do you ever use the word bottom land?
Well, yes, I'm going to use bottom land.
Well, but it's all so flat around in this area, isn't it?
That's right. That's because when they first started to pave the county road, they would never call it the highway. They said the hard road.
Okay. What other kinds of roads might you find around here? The hard road one, or there different kinds of them?
Well, we have some that is asphalted.
That's the dark looking one,
yes,
the black one?
Okay. Then we got some, well, they asphalt too, but they have those rocks on there.
Mm-hmm. And what about if it's not asphalt, not black, it's that light gray colored one?
Cement.
Okay. Do you have a word for that little strip along the side of the street between the main street and the sidewalk? You know, there may be a little bit of grass out there in between, you know, the sidewalks here and the streets out there. Do you have a word for that?
Let me see. I can't recall it now.
I don't think that we have. Some of these things are made in other parts of the country, and people there have a word in other places they do.
Just like if,
you know, when you're downtown and you're walking on the sidewalk, you know, the stores are here, and then there's a little bit of grass in the streets out there. That little strip of grass in there, is there a word for that?
As I know,
the
just call it off on the side.
Off of the side of the sidewalk.
That's all.
Okay. What do you call if you're walking down a graded road in level country and there's a little place dug out along the side of it where the water runs? What do you call that?
On the slope of the road.
Okay, and if it's this shape?
That's a slope.
Okay.
Yes.
What about if it's used to drain water down through it and it's going to run maybe into something else? You ever say?
Well, they call that a drain.
A drain. You ever say ditch for that?
Well, some people do say ditch.
Yeah, but just a drain.
Yes,
okay.
But it's the same thing, a ditch and even the drain.
Okay. Okay, do you ever say a bar ditch or a borrow ditch or a greater ditch or a gutter ditch? None of those.
Well, we use the word of gutters.
Gutter, okay.
Gutters.
Okay. What might you call a dog that's just not good for anything at all? He's not a hunting dog. He's not a good house dog. He's just a dog. Would you have a word for a dog that's just...
I do. It might be my own self, just a bread destroyer.
You just have to eat something.
Yes,
good,
I call them a sooner.
A sooner, just an odd man dog. Okay. What about, would you say that too, a sooner?
Yes.
You're familiar with that word?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is the gentle noise that a horse might make at feeding time? You know,
quickle.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to break?
Wishbone.
And remember any other old words for that? Wishbone.
That's the only.
Okay. What do you call a hay or clover after it's been cut once and it grows back again? You're going to get cut it again. What do you call it? Do you have a word for that?
No, other than second crop.
Okay.